Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
It's Howard Simon and Jeremy White.
Sanders high up in the air, and Micah Hyde has it, and there he goes! Micah to the house!
Howard Simon.
What? Lassie, little Timmy fell in a well? Sure, take us to him. Okay, come on, let's go.
Jeremy White.
My mom had a picture of me when I was really young running away from a giant Winnie the Pooh.
I mean, if you're scared of Winnie the Pooh, you're going to be scared just about anything.
Yeah, that's probably true.
On WGR Sports Radio 550.
Okay, back to work. A little break there, a little stretch the legs. Get a call in. We got Brian Daboll in maybe about 5 minutes or so. Well, whenever he starts chatting with the media, we'll bring it to you. 803-0550 to join us this morning. Tom in Lackawanna, you're on WGR. Go right ahead.
Yes, I'm just wondering if it's what they did with the $1.5 billion, if it's just supposedly a first salvo and whatever, they know that no other stadium has been 100% public. And why would the Pagulas, from a public relations standpoint, want to do that? It's like me saying I'm going to go out and I need a new car, I need a Lamborghini, and I'm going to have all my relatives pay for it. It doesn't make any sense. I mean, why would you do that? Supposedly negotiations are going on. It goes back and forth. Nobody talks about it until something gets close to happening. I don't understand. They're looking for shock value. What's the thing? And then I was trying to get on before Mr. Bean was on just to ask him, multi-billion-dollar operation, can't they hand out a sheet of paper, no advertising, no color, black and white, that lists all the players and their numbers so you know who's running around on the field?
They didn't have a roster. Yeah, especially tough in training camp. Like, I'm lost without a roster at training camp. So I mean,
I didn't know. I saw 15 running around, but all these guys got long hair or they got their hoodies hanging out the top of their hoodies.
I wouldn't just know the new guys. I mean, I wouldn't know the new guys. I'm with you. I got to have a roster to know who everybody is. I don't know why they didn't do that.
Yeah. 15 was John Brown, right?
Yes.
Yeah. Who wears 15 now?
I haven't even, honestly. You could give me a quiz right now. I haven't looked at the numerical roster on the website. I have no idea who anybody is.
It's Jake Kumerow, wearing 15.
Very
right
good.
Now.
And he was having a good day Saturday, which is probably why the caller noticed number 15.
I think that's a totally fair ask. You know, at the stadium, can we get rosters handed out?
Always do that first day of training camp when we're at St. John Fisher, because you got to know who these new guys are, the draft picks, the undrafted free agents. What the heck number is Sanders wearing? I use it as a refresher course, too, so I remember who the heck everybody is every year. So, yes, good point. What was the – I don't know. I'm going to guess we know what negotiation is, and you're going to be given give-backs, I assume. Like, okay, well, it's 50% public money or whatever number they have in their mind. Let's just start with 100, and we'll go from there. I have no idea why.
Well, in your next contract negotiation, Howard, just say I want, $20 million.
Okay.
You know?
Are you going to handle
this
one?
I'm just a starting point.
Would you be my agent, please?
I'm going to make a very quick point here. We're going to get the Bills offensive coordinator, Brian Daboll.
You can go until I hear different.
Okay. If you want to say it's just part of how this works, it's business, it's negotiation, I think that's fine. I don't think anybody really disagrees with that. The thing about it, though, is once at some point there will be comments on the record. There will be questions on the record. You know, would you ever consider moving the team? And if they don't say no, if they say, well, you know, we're looking for long-term, they're going to use all the buzzwords that the NFL has used in the past. I mean, Bills fans went through this before the Pagulas owned the team. long-term viability. We want to make sure this team is sustainable.
Like, yeah, of course, we got to be able to compete in the NFL and all that.
I mean, it makes an ungodly amount of money. Like, it's definitely sustainable. It's definitely viable. What they mean is they want a new stadium because that's what the NFL does. But anyway, that's not the point I wanted to get to. I just wanted to say, if you want to say, hey, guys, it's business like it is everywhere else,
right. That's
fine. You also then, I think, have to deep down accept, if maybe it doesn't always hit you all the time, that any talk about family and we're all here together is also a product that you're being sold, and that's business too.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like, they want to sell you the idea that it's different here and we're all a family. That is a product to sell. So it's all business. You want to say it's because the caller basically says, why would they do that? It's a great question. What's the cost?
They gain nothing. What do they gain from it? They just, right, people are going, what the hell, are you crazy? 100%.
Right. Let's, hypothetical, you own a sports team.
Yeah.
And you're going to get X amount of public money, and you don't know what it is, but you're negotiating. Is it worth $100 million to you to openly threaten leaving your market? Because that might be worth $100 million.
Yeah. But good news,
you spent $100 million less, but all of your fans now think of you in a different light.
That's the thing. And I don't have an answer to this next question to you, but what's the cost to the damage of my business?
Probably zero. What there's a cost to is, you know, Ralph Wilson was not universally loved.
Nope.
Right? Because there was always this thing hanging over him, and people wanted him to sell the team to make sure it would stay. And,
yep. You
know, we ended up finding out he did a lot to try and to help that. And the Toronto thing happened to try and increase the viability. You know, it got weird for a while there.
Uh-huh.
So, I mean, it's just, this isn't even specific to the Pegulas. Any team, ask yourself, you own a sports team. You own a professional sports team. Is it worth $100 million to make everybody that is a fan of this team think, I will take them
Let me hop in,
out of town?
Hold that thought, because Brian Daboll is starting.
That's it. That's the completion of the thought. We're good.
Let's go to Orchard Park.
Jump right in, Sal.
Go ahead. Ken Dorsey was promoted, or added title, I should say, at least to passing game coordinator. What does he mean to you? What does he mean to the offense? And can you kind of tell us what that means, what that title means?
Yeah, Ken, I've said this before. He's a really good coach. He does a good job with the quarterbacks. We're fortunate to have him. You know, he's, you know, instrumental in developing, you know, Josh and also in game planning. And, you know, very fortunate here anyways to have, I'd say, a bunch of coaches on the staff that are, you know, really similar in terms of, you know, adding valuable input, being really good at what they do, coaching individual techniques, but also the big picture. You know, Rob's been a coordinator before, and, you know, Bobby's done a lot of good things. And, I mean, really, Skip, Chad, Shay, Mark, all of them, I can say that for all the guys on our staff. They're great to work with. You know, Ken is no exception to that. He's done a really good job since he's been here, and fortunate to have him.
Brian, with I know I'm not telling you anything you don't know when I say this, but with all the success that you guys had last year, you know that your defensive counterparts in the league that are on your schedule are pouring over, like left, right, and center. So what is maybe the process of trying to stay ahead of the curve and a step ahead of your defensive counterparts when you get to the regular season?
Yeah, I think that, you know, Chris, I think that's the same every year. Whether you have some success or whether you're, you know, middle of the pack, wherever it may be, you know, that's what we do in the offseason as a coaching staff, is you study the league, you study other, you know, teams in the league, you study some colleges, sometimes high schools, to try to stay ahead of trends. You evaluate yourself. You know, really, like I told you guys this last year, you know, we drafted Gabe. We didn't know exactly what we'd be. We're kind of in that mode right now where we're, you know, we're stringing good days together. I think we're better than we were 4 days ago, certainly not where we need to be, and just trying to figure out what we do well, too. Again, this is, I'm not saying it's OTAs without the pads on, but, you know, as we get into the pad at work, I think that'll lead itself to helping us find out where we're at.
Not to say that you lack confidence before, but how much more confident or maybe comfortable might be the better word when it comes to play calling and designing plays?
Yeah, I do think that familiarity helps, but again, it doesn't guarantee anything. We're constantly trying to evolve, John. We're, you know, again, what we did last year in training camp and kind of evolved through the beginning part of the year. You know, we're a ways away from that. We're still, you know, tinkering and doing some new things out here and seeing how they look, and that's what practice is for, right? You know, I don't think you're ever just truly comfortable. You always have so much respect for the people that you're calling games against, for the opponents that you're playing against, because they're real good. You know, no matter what anybody's record in this league, it's a hard league, and you guys know that. Everybody knows that. So you just kind of stay level-headed. You try to improve every day with the things that you're asking the players to do. You try to improve as a coach, you know, situational awareness, getting the play call in quick. And then, obviously, we try to tailor everything we do to Josh. And Josh has, you know, I say a lot of freedom at the line of scrimmage to, again, we call a play. It's not exactly, you know, what we're trying to get on defense. You know, I think experience helps him with, you know, trying to get to the proper play to help us put us in a good position. So I think all those things tie in together.
We talk a lot about the continuity, just on John's point a little bit, and how much that helps. But you guys have to guard it all on getting stale and making sure you're keeping things fresh and trying new things out.
Yeah, I mean, well, yes. I mean, to a point, we never get stale. You know, offensive football is really just execution football. You know, the defense, they know what personnel group you are in. They know the down and distance, maybe the situation of the game, but that's it. So they're reactive. You know, we're an attacking mindset and trying to move pieces around and do different things. And, again, we've added, you know, we've added things from the offseason that we've studied, and we've taken out some things that maybe didn't look as good when you go back and look at them. But you're constantly evolving, you know. If you're not, I don't think you're doing your job as a coach of trying to, you know, help the players the best you can. So there might be things at night where I talk to an old retired ball coach at 11 at night, and he sends me something. I'm like, damn, that's a good idea. Let's throw that in, you know. So that's what we try to do.
What are all the factors that go into finding a home for Cody? Is it strictly what you feel is best for him and what his skill set best is, or do you take into play who he's playing against, how they feel, or just what all goes into that?
Yeah, I think it's like for really any guy, they're going to make the most of their opportunity. He's played a lot of different roles for us, and I wouldn't say it's easy. You know, you only get so many linemen to go to a game, and we ask our linemen to really understand the other person's responsibility, where you're center and can play guard, or you're a tackle and you can play a big tight end, or vice tackle and you can play inside. You know, he's had an opportunity here to stick at one spot here these first few practices. I think he's had a good start, and I'll be anxious to see him with the pads.
He mentioned we haven't seen the yet. Obviously, injuries has played a role into that. I know the pads aren't on. That's where you really evaluate
yep.
Lyman, but have you seen anything different from him, even in the early going?
Yeah, I think he's in a really good spot. His mind's in a good spot. You know, he's anxious to get going, and I'm anxious to see him. But he's been a great teammate. He's been a great teammate since he's been here. We know he's a tough guy. You know, putting him at this, you know, he's playing guard right now, and he's been playing over on the right side. So we'll see how that goes. But there's, you know, there is continuity that helps when you're standing next to Darryl and you're in between Mitch. And you know, I think the world of him as a young man, and I think he's ready to go. So be good competition here in the summer months.
How has Isaiah McKenzie evolved since you've had him? And were there specific things you maybe asked him or worked with him to have his game go to another level?
Yeah, I think he's evolved a great deal. I'm not really interested in saying too many nice things about Isaiah because I love the kid. He can chap you a little bit. You all know him. He's a funny kid. But I think he's gotten better each year. But he needs to get a whole lot better. Let's say that. That's just for him.
Brian, there was a rule change in the offseason about the blocking below the waist rule. And how much of a challenge does it become as a coordinator, as a position coach, to kind of reteach that, relearn that? Because it's pretty punitive if you guys get called for it.
Yeah.
That's kind of the way you've been blocking for a long time.
Yeah. It'll be interesting to see how they, you know, how it works out in games. It's going to be, I'd say, difficult. You know, it's a space game. A lot of this is a space game or becoming a space game, you know, different than – you know, lining up in two backs and, you know, mm-hmm. call it wad ball, if you will, just everybody jammed in together. Now you're space and you're throwing bubbles and screens. And, you know, we always try to tell the offensive lineman, don't try to out-athlete the athletes, you know, and that's when you can throw and cut on screen passes. You can't do that now. So we have to do a really good job with our technique and our hands. And, you know, a 330-pounder, 320-pounder running out in space and trying to block a, you know, a corner is not the easiest thing, but it's the same thing that goes along with the other side. You know, you run toss cracks and things like that and got big linemen. They used to, you know, cut the guy that's pulling for the defensive line or for the defensive cornerback. So they're throwing and cutting at the big guys. They can't do that either. So it's going to be a space game. They have to do a good job with their feet, keep their hands inside, and, you know, runners are going to have to do good too.
Bryce, you spoke a little bit.
No, I'm good. Thank you.
Spoke a little bit about Gabe Davis a couple minutes ago. What level of play has he been showing over these past, this past week?
Yeah, well, I'd say all the way through the offseason OTAs. He's a pro. Very fortunate to get him where we got him. I think he's just, you know, he'll continue to get better and better. I have a lot of confidence in him, can play all the spots. You know, he's one of the guys that Steph gets a down day or something, and you're always like, all right, Gabe, get in there. And, he, you know, you don't even tell him where he's at. He just goes in and knows and have a lot of confidence in him. And, you know, we're fortunate to get him there in the fourth round.
And that kind of versatility
is
obviously one of his strengths.
Yeah.
Some things that you needed him to, I guess, tune up on this offseason.
Yeah, well, look, at the receiver position is a tough position to play, particularly coming out of college. And I'd say he was a productive player for us last year with the role that we asked him to do. You know, he has all the traits that you look for. He's really, really smart. He's tough. He's big, but he's got, I'd say, game speed. You know, maybe it's not a 4.3 40, but when he's running out there, he can get by guys. You know, I think it's really helpful for him to watch guys like like Steph and Bees and Sanders and watch their body language and how they get in and out of breaks. I mean, he does a really good job of watching the guys ahead of him and then can emulate it. So we're fortunate to have those three guys ahead of him. And, yeah, I really like what Gabe brings to our team.
Emmanuel Sanders talked about how adaptable he's been over his career and having, you know, played with some very good quarterbacks. How have you seen that? Does that present an advantage in him fitting in here, having had that experience, and how have you seen him fit in and adapt to what you guys are doing?
Yeah, he's fitting well. Smart veteran, has quickness, ability to learn, can play multiple spots, create separation, been productive, played with a lot of good quarterbacks. He's been a really good teammate since he's been here. I think he helps the receiver room in terms of the education of a young receiver, too. You know, not that that's their job. Their job is to get open and catch the ball. But he's been a really good teammate, good addition. Happy we have him.
Brian, it seems like Jake Kumerow's had a pretty good start to camp. You know, I think people might look at him and say, well, this is a guy who can offer size as a receiver. How much can he help in that way? But is it unfair kind of to pigeonhole him as just being able to offer that?
Yeah, I think Jake's a good football player. You know, again, training camp is for all this, right? You want to see guys that are maybe, you know, behind the top guys. You give a guy a day rest or another guy gets dinged up and see where those guys fall in and if they can do it, because the more you can do, the more you can do in this business. You know, he's done a good job for us, really, as a receiver, but he's done a good job in the kicking game too. Be important preseason game when we start preseason games for him.
You mentioned Gabe with his being a pro.
Yeah.
How often did he walk in the door with that?
Yeah.
How often does that happen?
Yeah, I don't know. It's again, you know, every offense is different. Every offense is different to learn from college. But I just remember him, you know, at the combine interviews there, we did it with him. And I was just, when he left the room, you're like, man, that is a mature young guy that's got his head on straight, that understands football. You know, how it translates to your system, you know, it's not like we, you know, I'd say we have a system you better study. You know, we put a lot on these guys, particularly at that spot. And he's picked it all up. You know, he's learned all four spots. That's not easy either. You're just standing on the sideline. You see a guy limping off, and you just throw him in there. I'm telling Josh, hey, put him at the Y here. Got it. And then he knows that role. He's, you know, credit to his mom and his family and him. He's a mature kid,
Brian,
young man.
Brian, at this stage of you being here and just this regime, you got to be versatile to kind of stick around. And a guy that really stands out in that way to me is Reggie Gilliam.
Yeah,
he brought in as a running back, played some tight end, now seems to be back at that fullback spot. How has he come along, and how do you view him as a player?
Just that versatile, like you said. We'll see. It'll be an important preseason for him. He's done a good job in the kicking game. We'll figure out if he has a role here on offense, and that'll be up to him, whether it's at fullback or moving around a little bit. But, again, I just, you know, you credit – Brandon and Joe for finding guys like this that you know, have qualities that we covet in terms of smart, tough, dependable, and then you let them go out there and, you know, show what they can do and give them an opportunity to do it. You know, this year much different than last year in terms of having preseason games. So, you know, much like Jake and those guys, that's where kind of he falls in line. He's going to have to go out there and show it on a consistent basis. Yep.
Him coming back here, I know he's on OTAs, and I know we're only a week through camp, but just him coming back here, do you notice anything different? I know you say you love how he's the same every year, but
yeah.
His fourth year, are you picking up on anything new from him? No,
I mean, he's the same guy he was since he's walked in the door in terms of his mental approach and, you know, how he was raised and his parents and the things he did when he was a young kid. And, you know, it's well documented, you know, to talk about Josh's improvement or not Josh. I mean, he's a consistent guy for us. He's a leader of our football team. You know, he's got his hands all over this offense and his legs too. You know, fortunate to have him.
Brian, I know you weren't anticipating not having Deion to start camp, but
yeah.
Being able to get a good look at Spencer Brown
yeah.
Early on, what have you seen from him?
Kind of as advertised when he came out, he's big, he's long, he's athletic. Anxious to see when we get going here with the pads on. But, you know, he's been rolling in and out. Bobby's been doing a good job of getting all those guys reps. Been happy with, you know, these last 4 days. Again, he's gotten better each every day. And that's all that these young guys can – that's all anybody can do. But has good skill set. He's got traits that we covet. Now it's our job to try to develop them the best we can.
How do you feel about what you've seen from Zach Moss coming out there?
That guy, young man, has worked hard just getting back to this point. You know, he's in here and working and rehabbing. And, you know, that's hard coming off an injury for any player, but particularly running back with your ankle, you're running, you're cutting. Now we'll see how it goes once he's getting bumped around a little bit. But he's done everything we asked him to do to try to get back to this spot right now, which is whatever fifth or sixth day of training camp. Another guy we'll be anxious to see here come running in the preseason.
That is Brian Daboll, Bills offensive coordinator, talking there about Zach Moss. The Bills will have some padded practices this week. They can do that. And I'll follow up on this with Sal tomorrow because he asked the question about the blocking change with the rule and offensive linemen. It's about when they pull on blocks outside the tight end box and they can't go low on DBs. So that's what that – because I was wondering what that was all about too. So we'll follow up on that with Sal tomorrow. So.
Very quick thought on Brian Daboll. Just kind of hit me right now. He's here, what, in his fourth season? He's been with Josh Allen the whole time and has obviously had great success building Allen, working with Allen, building a great offense. You know, Allen gets a lot of credit for proving people wrong along the way, right, because he had his doubters. I mean, Brian Daboll did too, myself among them. He had been an offensive coordinator a couple different places, and it had never gone that well. But he'd never had a talent like Josh Allen, and
right. This is, you know, where we bring up the Browns and the Dolphins quarterbacks
and the Chiefs. And he'd had running offenses for the mm-hmm. most part, and yep. You know, when the Bills hired him, I definitely had a little bit of concern, like, ooh, geez, I don't know if this is the right guy. And he's obviously been great, right? It's a good match made in heaven, Daboll and Allen, the two of them together now for a fourth year.
I don't know what you're talking about. I knew Allen out of Wyoming was destined. In fact, I believe I said to you on this show, hey, man, wait till that guy's going to be like an MVP candidate by year. Yeah, I guess I didn't
and
say
I just say it, but I do think Bills fans do give him an awful lot of credit. I mean, every year there's been fear he's going to leave, and here's a fourth
yeah,
year where
right.
I think the reaction is like, I can't believe they still have him.
You know what?
Okay.
I think we got to – okay, quickly, because I know we got to get to the break. I think you're right about Daboll. There's no question. When it looked like he was staying, I was very happy. But I think we've also now – I can't say we, me. I've gotten to the point where there's such a confidence level in Josh Allen that you can say, okay, if Daboll leaves, he's not going to fall apart. Like, Dable's a huge part of the development of him, of this offense. I think what he's done with the various personnel and opening up the offense and all the, you know, the personnel groupings they're using and how they – a lot of that goes to Daboll. I think, you know, Dorsey's been around, so you'd hope that – he might be able to pick up the ball, so to speak. But I think Josh has gotten to the point where he's made enough strides as an NFL quarterback that you would believe, I would anyway, he's at the point where the play caller could leave and this guy will still be good at what he does. I think he's come that far as an NFL quarterback. Let's see. Yeah, we'll break. 803-0550 to join us, WGR.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify is got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
It's kind of funny, though, because when I first got here and got drafted, the expectations were, man, can we please just get to the playoffs? So now it's just... You know, guys, you see guys out, you see fans out. It's like, we're going to win the Super Bowl. So it's so crazy how things have changed. But we wouldn't want it no other way. It just goes to show you that we're doing things the right way.
Tre'Davious White.
Yeah, I wanted to say I love him. Was it his first press conference he came out wearing the Goalie Academy shirt or jacket or something? I think he came out wearing a Trey White goal hockey, right? He did.
Yeah.
His first press conference with the media this summer.
Hey, he wants to be here, so, I mean, you know.
Maybe he should go play for the hockey team. Quickly.
Something I was going to say about
that. Okay, well, think of that while you're doing that. Let me get connected here. We were talking about the stadium issue as one of the many things we're discussing this morning. We'll get connected with our fans. Brought to you by Bond, Shenick, and King, a full-service Buffalo law firm. Let's see. Hang on. Geez, I don't know where I put it. Okay. Patrick tweeted in, you know, the whole why did they ask for 100% of public money? Patrick tweeted in, they're smart business people. You ask for everything you start to start. You haggle from there. Matt says negotiating 101. Brian tweeted in and want to know if the Bills, if we can apply for a grant from the Ralph Wilson Foundation to pay for the stadium. And Ron tweeted in and suggested a GoFundMe campaign. So thank you for all of your tweets this morning. Some have been rather entertaining. Some have been a little on the angry, nasty side, but that's Twitter. And one other quick note. I got a question for you, too, if you haven't figured out what you were trying to remember.
Huh.
Josh Allen, if you if you missed earlier, we had Brandon Bean on the show. Nothing new on the contract front, but he did say that, you know, they hope to get it done before the season starts. If they don't, it would probably wait until the offseason. Bean had mentioned he's not a fan of really doing contracts once the season begins. Deion Dawkins was done, I think, mid-August. Someone tweeted in about Trey White. I believe that was the first week of September, so it would have been before the first game of the season. So there is a somewhat of a deadline in play here to try and get this thing done in the next month-ish. If If not, then it would go to the offseason. Any reason you'd be worried about this going through the season?
You mean if they decide to push till next year?
Yeah, if they just don't get it done and say, all right, well, Josh will pick
this
up
in,
you know,
concerned.
February.
No.
Sorry, we got a little bit of a delay going on, I think, right now.
Can you not hear me? I would not be concerned at all about it. I think it's fine. I don't think there's any sort of threat.
Yeah, I didn't mean to – by the way, I did not mean to – since we're spending the morning talking about sports threats and business, I didn't mean to suggest that that it was that. I just think I'm not worried at all. I think they're going to get the deal done. I think it'd be nice to get it done before the season only because it's done. I mean, it's one less thing you have to worry about. You've got them locked in. You got all your cap numbers, the contract set. I quite honestly haven't even looked at the free agents after next season, but at least you have it out of the way. You don't have to worry what's Lamar Jackson getting. I don't think there would be any other contract that would come out in terms of a quarterback that would cost the Bills more money with Josh Allen. I don't think Baker Mayfield's going to get a bigger contract than Allen or Jackson would. So it's just nice to get it done, get it out of the way of cost certainty. I don't think it would affect the way Josh Allen plays this season. It's funny. For my Mets team, which is, you know, the season is going up in flames as we speak, they had a guy who's going to be a free agent this offseason, Michael Conforto, and he didn't get a contract extension like Lindor did, and Conforto's hitting like 199. And I'm wondering if, like, maybe the idea of the contract and what's coming up and the free agency and, is all weighing on him. I don't think that would happen with Josh Allen. I don't think he would be pressing or tend to force throws or make mistakes or do anything thinking each week I'm affecting my contract value come March. So I wouldn't be worried about that. But in a perfect world, yes, I'd like to see it get done so they can get him signed and have everything taken care of with the biggest contract they're going to hand out. You back with us?
I'm back.
Okay, there you go.
On the Allen thing, no, I don't think there's any. I wouldn't even worry about it. I am on board with it if it waits a year.
Oh, wait, yeah.
Yeah, I've got no problem. Have a second season of being amazing then get, you know. A lot of times people will say, well, it's going to cost you more. It always costs you more. And these quarterback contracts get ripped up and redone. If he's awesome, he's always going to be expensive, right?
Yeah.
Generally how it works.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, the next contract would still be expensive, whatever next contract is with Josh.
Now, maybe from a cap standpoint, it gets a little bit, I don't know, better if they get it done now. But the cap's going to go up. They're going to have him have years where the cap hit is low. Years where it really balloons. I'm not worried about it. The tough part is finding it. Nobody ever loses this player. How's that? That's the way to say it. Nobody ever loses this player without their own approval. Right? Kirk Cousins
was
franchised.
I was thinking of. But they kept him for a couple years, and in theory, they could have re-signed him at that point.
At any point, they could have re-signed him.
Yeah, right.
In this spot,
they chose not to.
Nobody loses this player without their approval.
Yeah. Yeah, no, that's what I said. I'm not worried about that. And I think, but I'll it's funny. I think there's always, like, I always think more, I'm more convinced on, the Josh contract, and different numbers, obviously, than, say, the Tremaine Edmonds contract. I haven't spent a moment thinking, hey, it'd be nice to get the Edmonds deal worked out. No, like, for him, the scenario you just painted out, I do need to see another year from Tremaine Edmonds. I need to see more consistent playmaking from him. I need to see him raise his game to another level. Last year, Josh took his game to another level, and I think he's going to be really, really good. With Tremaine, they picked up the fifth-year option. Do you want to get the extension out of the way now? No. I'd like to see him play a little bit better and play more consistently. If we're going to have to pay him as one of the higher-paid linebackers in the league, I do need to see more from him. I'm good with Josh as it is. If they announce the contract extension today, I'm on board with it. With Tremaine, yeah, it's a little bit different. I need to see another season from him for sure. I think Josh is fine. If they don't get it done, I just don't think it affects his game from a negative standpoint. All right, we'll come back, get you Extendo Sports Instigators coming up top of the hour. It was an interesting weekend with Jack Eichel and the statement from his agents, and maybe you had a chance to listen to the podcast with the neurosurgeon from the guys with 31 Thoughts. I'm sure the Instigators will be delving into all of those neat things coming up at 10 on WGR.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medela is your reward.
Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Breaking sports news airs first here. Guaranteed. WGR Sports Radio 550. 2020 Sports.
Extendo Sports.
Okay.
All right.
Let's see here. I got, what do you want first?
I got a stat of the day.
Okay, and I'll steal Franklin's stat of the day. So stat of the day brought to you by Cows of Buffalo. Get moving with Cows of Buffalo. Container on wheels mobile storage. Rent a cow today, 592-3343.
Jonah Heim has back-to-back walk-off home runs over the weekend. The Texas rookie is the first baseball player since Albert Pujols did that in 2011. Walk-off homers in consecutive games. He's also the first rookie to ever do it.
Nice. Congratulations to the Heim family. We'll stay with baseball. Franklin sent me this one from SportsCenter. Anthony Rizzo, sorry to say, hit a home run in his Yankees debut, former Cub. Javi Baez hit a home run in his Mets debut, former Cub. And Chris Bryant, former Cub, hit a home run in his San Francisco debut. They were all traded over the last, by the deadline, actually. They're the first trio of former teammates in the modern era to start the season on the same team and homer in their respective debuts with a new team later that season. It's a long way to go for that stat of the day, by the way, that they actually figured that one out. So I'm going to go and thank you, Franklin, for that contribution to stat of the day. I've got some fantasy football advice for you. Are you ready?
Yes.
I mean, I could try and talk in code to keep it secret so nobody else steals your idea. But anyway, draft Austin Eckler. You know why?
Why?
He said so.
Oh,
Austin
Eckler
via the Chargers website. Quote, I'm going to get the ball. I'm going to make things happen. They're going to throw me the ball. If you want to get fantasy points, you better have me on your team. That's all I got to say. If I'm healthy, I'm going to score you points. So there you go. There's my fantasy tip for you. Austin Eckler thinks you should draft him because he's going to get the ball.
Okay.
You're not drafting Austin Eckler, I take it, just based on
Well, it depends. I mean, we've got some dynasty leagues. I want to see who's got him.
If he's healthy. He has not been able to stay healthy, though.
No, he's not.
Last year, he missed six games with a hamstring injury. So that's that. You went Friday. I think it was Friday. You mentioned about heads up on the Madden ratings. Would people actually be upset with Josh Allen's Madden rating?
Oh, yeah. I'm sure they are.
Were they?
Yeah, he got ranked behind Lamar Jackson.
He did. He's actually seventh in the quarterback ratings. Mahomes, Brady, Rodgers, Wilson, Jackson.
Watson
is sixth. Very good. Yes, Watson. Yep. So Josh is seventh behind those guys. Is that something worth getting annoyed about? He got an 88, by the way.
I guess we're all making our own decisions if that's something worth getting annoyed about.
I mean, I'm not losing any sleep over it, so I'm not going to worry about it. Would you like a quick, without the trivia music, a quick trivia question?
Yeah, I've got a quick trivia question for you, too.
There are five new members of the Madden 99 Club for Madden 22.
Oh.
Five guys in the 99 Club. Can you name the five?
Yes, I can name a couple of them.
Franklin can chime in here, too.
A couple of them. The 99 Club.
Would you like positions? Would that help?
No, yeah. No. Okay. Devontae Adams is one of them.
He is indeed one of them. Very good.
He's one of them.
Yes,
yep.
Yes, you're right.
Mahomes
is another one. Very good.
Okay.
Ooh, you hit the bell. That's right.
Aaron Donald has been there before.
Aaron Donald is there again.
Okay.
That's right.
Bobby Wagner.
No on the Bobby Wagner.
I know he was a couple years ago.
I know another answer is Jalen Ramsey.
Jalen Ramsey is on the list. That's right. The Rams have two guys on here.
And...
one more.
You know what? A shocker here, but deserved. Justin Tucker, kicker. Yeah, he got a he didn't?
Yeah, he's not on here.
Make a case that he shouldn't get a 99 as a kicker.
He's probably one of the greatest kickers ever. The guy just doesn't miss.
Right?
And he's got distance.
Come on, Matt.
Accuracy.
You cowards, make a kicker on a 99.
Who else? I'm going to guess a kicker has never been.
He's probably like a 62. You cowards, make him a 99.
He's the guy that tries 65-yard kickoffs or 70-yard field goals rather in practice, right?
How many did we get, Howard?
One more guy left.
One more? Okay.
What position?
Tight end.
Travis Kelce.
Yeah.
Correct. So two Chiefs, two Rams, one Packer on your 99 club list for Madden 22.
Gotcha.
There you go.
At west of the Mississippi bias. Wait, I said I had something for you,
Travis
too.
Travis Kelce, I meant.
Oh,
not Kelce.
Yeah,
what was it? What did you tease that I said? I got something for you, too.
I don't know. I don't remember. I have a trivia. About Matt? I said I had a trivia question. You said you have a trivia question for me.
I gave you the stat of the day. It was something else.
Is it how many games the Mets are still leading in the NL East? No, that's probably not it.
It's
going
to drive me nuts now.
Well, you got 3 minutes. I mean, we're not
okay.
two and a half minutes.
Was it about?
Let's just sit here and see how long this takes. Tick, tick,
players
tick,
rated
tick,
99.
Tick,
pressure's
tick,
on.
Tick, tick. Pressure is on.
Was you know, I feel very little pressure about it.
You and Kevin Adams. Was it hockey related? Was it football related? We could play 20 questions.
Football. I think it was football.
Was it about the Bills?
It was about, I had it right before you said the 99 ratings thing.
So we were doing quarterback ratings, Josh Allen, yeah.
Madden Olympics.
Ratings.
Olympics question?
No, he said it was football.
Oh, he said it was football. Okay.
Might have been. I don't remember. Anyway.
Is it how many men are on a football field?
22.
No, I meant everybody. I mean, if you throw the two benches in and the photographers, it's a lot of people.
Yeah.
And the referees, the officials.
Hey, it's going to be nice all week.
Hey, like, by the way,
temperatures in the 80s all week.
Good riddance to wet July.
Yeah.
Blech. I need warmer weather again so I can see. We get to this time of the year, me personally, as the pool owner,
Two
I am.
Morning.
Thank you. We get to this time of year, and you start giving me that hashtag elite garbage. I worry at night because at night we get down into the 50s, and when we get down in the 50s, what does it do? It cools your pool down. So I don't get into the pool as often when we get past that. Hot, dry, or hot months. Now I get in because we're losing temperature at night. And I'm too lazy to put the solar cover on every day.
I'm glad you brought up the elite season. I am wearing my Fall is Elite hoodie right now.
Please.
Because, you know, waking up this morning, it was a bit chilly.
It was a little chilly.
Wore a long sleeve, pull over to work. It was
5 weeks from today, the elite season begins. It's 5 weeks from today.
My lovely wife and I went out for a walk Saturday night. Out on along the water at Gratwick Park. Had to put on the old sweatpants there with a windbreaker.
You know, isn't it great? Let me tell you, the thing about the elite season, among other things, your wardrobe just expands so much. You get to put more things on.
Yeah.
Hoodies,
right.
Fleeces, zip-ups, quarter zips. You know?
I did think about a hoodie the other night, yeah.
Yeah.
You're killing me with this. You know?
I'll tell you one other thing, you know, about so I played Oak Hill on Friday, had a gracious super secret Oak Hill source invite me out there.
SSOH.
And yes, was really, really wonderful. Now I got a new thing. You know, we're walking to the first tee, somebody pulls up, recognizes me, us. And what's the first thing the person said?
Something about what you're wearing.
Yeah, I wanted to take a look at your outfit here. You talk enough about wearing outfits.
I saw your picture,
like,
yeah.
Yeah, people, oh, yeah, let's take a look. Yeah, it's okay.
I thought it was fine.
Listen, it was very good, if I may say so myself.
Yeah, I thought you looked good, you know. I mean,
the biggest question now is about length of shorts. I don't know if you know this.
No.
Shorter shorts are in.
Oh, yes!
Yeah, guys are supposed to be showing thigh these days.
Really? Oh,
yeah,
wow.
Yeah, you're supposed to be wearing shorter shorts.
This is how I grew up in the 70s.
Yeah.
Maybe I don't have the body for it now, but quickly wrap up. Go ahead. Yeah.
The only problem is I had a couple people saying my shorts look like they were out of date because they didn't show way up the thigh.
Ooh.
Like, easy, all right? Mm-hmm. It's golf, and I don't even know if they sell short shorts for golf clothes yet. Golf's still got to catch up on that. We're not showing thighs on the golf course yet. It's not much.
They were
standard length.
We are back tomorrow. Mr. White, have a good
with
day.
More thigh talk.
Thighs? Great. We'll talk about thighs at 6. Have a wonderful day.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.